Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 322 for Thursday, March 24th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mixed Thursday, although the most active front months were holding on to gains. Canola up $2 to down $2, the May contract up $1.50 at $471 per ton. Gains in Chicago soybeans and a weakness in the Canadian dollar did provide support. The Canadian dollar lost a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart yesterday and remained pointed lower today. That softer currency supports crush margins and makes exports more attractive to international buyers. Chart-based buying was also a bit supportive as participants squared positions ahead of the Easter long weekend. However, canola ran into resistance to the upside and moved off its session highs as a combination of farmer hedges and speculative selling did pressure values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both higher, while wheat held closer to unchanged with the bias lower. Soybeans up by 4 to 5 cents, the May contract up 5 at 9.10 per bushel. Soy meal was the driving force in the soy market today, with weekly U.S. soy meal sales of nearly 500,000 tons, more than doubling even the most optimistic pre-report estimates. Chart-based buying ahead of the long weekend was also supportive. However, the advancing South American harvest kept a lid on beans. Losses in soy oil and other outside markets also served to limit the gains. For corn, prices were steady to up 2 cents, the May contract up a penny at $3.70 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn exports at 803,000 tons were supportive, while the USDA also announced a fresh sale of 260,000 tons of U.S. corn to Taiwan this morning. On the other side, losses in crude oil and rising production estimates out of Argentina did pressure values. For wheat, prices were narrowly mixed, the May contract in Chicago unchanged at the close at $4.63 per bushel. Ample world supplies and poor export demand remained a bearish influence on wheat, while forecasts calling for some beneficial rain in the U.S. winter wheat belt also weighed on prices. Reports that Russia is expected to be a larger player in the global export market in the year ahead were also bearish. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of 368,000 tons were the best of the past month and did help temper the declines, despite the fact that the export pace is still slow overall. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, March 24th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.